Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
I asked you all what item of film memorabilia you'd like to have. There are all kinds of suggestions, from Mary Poppins' handbag to the dorsal fin from Jaws. But props like these have a really important role when it comes to storytelling on screen, as Mark Marr knows more than most. He's been involved in this for the best part of 20 years. He's the CEO and director of Odyssey Studios. He's on the line to tell us how he turned a childhood obsession into a dream job and career. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Dermot, how are you? How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Good. Before we get into your very exciting job, is there actually a prop that you would like to own? Obviously, one that you didn't make, but one from movies in years gone by. What would you like to have?
Yeah, look, I love The Goonies. I love that movie, the kind of 80s style stuff. There was a map that was in that, and I love kind of graphics from films. So, yeah, I'd love to have that myself. Yeah, just a mad Goonies fan.
Oh, that is fantastic. I know that Dave here, our sound whiz in the studio next to me here, he actually has a Goonies map mounted on his wall as well. So snap.
No way. Yeah. There you go. Goonies. That's the job.
Yeah.
I love the movie.
His could be from Timu or something. I don't think it's the original.
Yeah. Still does the job. Yeah.
Yeah. So come here. I know we're taking you away from work. Are you working on something in particular at the moment?
Some stuff we're working on right now is under NDA, so we don't really talk about it. We're not allowed. And then, you know, in a year's time, we'll be able to talk about it.
But, okay, yeah, so I'll right call now, you back in a year.
Give us a shout. But we're just after finishing some kind of bigger stuff recently, that's now out, and you're able to watch on Netflix. So you're able to chat about any of that kind of stuff.
Well, let's talk a little. Why wait? Tell us about what kind of stuff have you been working on?
Well, we just finished Wednesday, season 2, which was a very big show for Netflix, and they shot it in Ireland this time. So that was a great thing to work on as a maker, as a prop maker, because there was so much to do. So I'd be running the set deck and model making department and action props. So for something like that and working with Tim Burton, it was just a dream for myself. And it was just so much to make, and to have it here in Ireland was fantastic.
And how does that work? Do you sit down with Tim and he goes, right, I need you to do this, this and that? Like, what kind of conversations do you have?
Well, it's more this, we work with a production designer. So it's two production designers on it, to be Mark Scrutton and Philip Murphy. And we'd work with them and we'd get concepts. And it kind of starts off really with scripts. And I'd have to sit down and break down the script and kind of spot the props and spot the set pieces and all that kind of stuff. And then work the guys with concepts. And then we'd have to do a show and tell with Tim and the showrunners as well. And a show and tell is lead out, kind of have a display of props out that you can say, look, this is where we're thinking for this, and this is our style for this, and it might just be our concepts. And then we go ahead and make it, you know?
Yeah, that's so exciting. And what were the kind of feature props, say, from Wednesday that you really enjoyed making?
There was loads. There's really big set pieces. We had like a giant clock tower to do kind of set dressing for, which we built the full scale clock tower out in Ashford Studios, which was amazing. So we have a very big construction team and makeup team and all that kind of stuff. But our stuff was the set dressing, and we had to do giant gravestones, like, you know, some of the stuff you'd see on our Instagram where there's werewolves bursting out of graves. So it was very creative. And then we got to do miniatures, miniatures were gone for a good few years. And we call them bigatures because they're so big. They're 1 to 5. And you can shoot them and you can use them in the film. So we did. We made a clock tower and we were able to blow that up, which was a lot of fun.
People would imagine, Mark, that maybe that CGI has removed the need for elaborate models, but they're still very much in use, are they?
No, they're still very much in use, and especially with people like Tim Burton that wants to see the miniatures and wants to, you know, to have that craft still there. So, yeah, we built a couple of miniatures on that job, and it was great because, you know, they didn't have to do too much like CGI over on top of it, that they were able to use the miniature. So to have that in Ireland was great, that we were able to provide that service, you know.
What's your connection to the Hobbit films?
I worked on that. Well, I worked on all the Hobbit movies. I moved over to New Zealand because I was kind of looking to chase that career, and I loved all the Lord of the Rings stuff. So I contacted a guy over there, Gino Acevedo was his name, and he got me in to kind of work on the miniatures over there. So I was creating all the worlds of kind of Mordor and, you know, Hobbiton and all that stuff in miniature. And I spent many years over there doing that. So I gained a lot of skills, I suppose, over there.
Yeah. And were you a fan of The Hobbit, you know, the books and Lord of the Rings and all that stuff?
Yeah, well, you're meant to read the books, you know, before you started. Mm. Now, I didn't read the books, you know, and I was like, yeah, there's seven dwarfs. And they were like, no, there's actually 14. It is not. You're thinking of a completely different movie. But I got away with it. A bit of Irish charm and a bit of Irish messing. And
well, you must have.
Yeah, we ended up running.
Serious talent as well. Where did this art begin when you were a kid? Were you always into making your own stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I loved horror movies and kind of zombie movies, and I was covering my friends' faces in masks, you know, the masks you'd get for peeling off, and I'd peel them off and put blood on them, and then I'd make them walk up through Turles in Tipperary, where I'm from, and I'd film them. And I was always mad into that, you know. I was just kind of very keen into the making of movies. I was kind of in awe of it.
Yeah, yeah. And so what does your average day at work look like these days then?
Well, I can run an Odyssey as well. So, but if we're in on site, I'm in very early. I'm in at 7 a.m. And then I'm kind of going through, let's say, what's going to be coming up in the schedule for whatever we're working on in the next 2 months. And I start talking to the sculptors, the digital sculptors, the painters that are in the model making crew. And we kind of map out a week of what we need by the end of the week. And I just kind of make sure we get on top of it. And then the same thing with action props. I'm going through concepts. We're going through iterations of ideas. And then we're kind of pitching it to designers. So I'm in the art department meetings. And then I'm going back down to my team and I'm relaying what we have to do. So a lot of the times, and then I'm just putting my eye over the finish of a lot of the stuff. Mm. We have a very, very skilled team in Ireland, like of on-set makeup people, you know, model makers, sculptors. Like, we're probably some of the best filmmakers in the world, you know, in Ireland. So it's great to be part of it, but going round and doing that daily is to make sure that we're all singing off the same page as my job. So going to the costume, going to here to make sure that whatever prop we're giving in isn't kind of jumping off screen and that it's all blending in together.
Well, I know you've obviously worked on a lot of kind of fantasy things, but you've also done stuff like Kin, you know, which is hard, gritty drama.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff would you be doing on a show like that?
Well, you know, like they might need, like if it was a violent scene, they might, I think we met a motorcycle helmet, a soft version of it, because they're smashing it over someone's face.
Right.
We do a lot of that stuff where it's, especially for Irish stuff, it seems to be like we're making Hurleys written across people's face. It's very, the Irish stuff is always, suppose a little bit like violent, let's say not violent, but it's like they were using props for hitting and foam and rubber props. So we do teach courses in that kind of world as well.
Mm.
But it's, yeah, we worked in Kin, we've worked on Harry Wilde and all these kind of stuff. And it's making prop replicas of guns or whatever as well.
And do you ever have, you know, to warn the actors not to hurt themselves or break the stuff you've just spent like 3 months making?
Well, yeah, that could be the case as well. But we have a really good stunt team in Ireland as well. So I'll talk to the stunt team and just say, and they're so skillful. And I'll just say, look, here's the stunt prop. Obviously, don't use the resin one. Here's the soft versions, blah, blah, blah. It does happen sometimes as well that props break on, you know, they're bespoke pieces. So you have to have backups. So like one, they say one is none, two is one, three is two. That because it will break. So props are bespoke. So yeah,
yeah,
you have to make multiples. Yeah.
Well, look, thanks for telling us all about it. I love that, you know, AI seems to be a help rather than a hindrance, which is wonderful. I know you post lots of your creations to your Instagram account, so you can head to @odysseystudios.ie on Instagram if you're curious. You want to see Mark and his team's work. Mark Maher from Odyssey, thanks so much for chatting to us today.
Dermot, thanks very much. Thank you. Cheers.
Mind yourself. Bye-bye.